once more and again. And I know at the beginning of every summer, I always say, you know, as hot as it is, but some of us, it's rehearsal. For the rest of us, it's information. This is the reason you don't want to go to hell. It's hotter than this. Amen. We have two passages of scripture. If you were in Sunday school this morning, you already know where Zephaniah is. If you don't, turn to the table of contents. We're going to look at Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 19 and 20. And then, like Sister Wood said this morning, we're going to Revelation chapter 20, verses 4 and 5. Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 19 and 20. And then Revelation chapter 20, verse 4 and 5. Amen. Please hold your finger at Zephaniah and let us make our proclamation. This is my Bible, God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. I submit myself to God that he may prove his word in my life today. Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 19 and 20. Let us read. Behold, at that time I will undo all that afflict thee, and I will save her that halted, and gather her that was driven out. And I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. And at that time, I will bring you again, even in the time that I gather you. For I will make you a name and a praise among all the people of the earth when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, saith the Lord. Let's go to Revelation chapter 20, amen, verse 4 and 5. This is not for the weak at heart. Chapter 20, verses 4 and 5. You say amen? Let us read. And I saw thrones, and they sat up on them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and not worship peace. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Sister Irving. Please give Sister Irving your undivided attention for a minute, please.
You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? 'Cause I walk like I've got oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like moons and like suns with the certainty of tides, just like hope springing high, still I rise. Did you want to see me broken, bowed head and lowered eyes? Shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries. Does my haughtiness offend you? Don't you take it awful hard? 'Cause I laugh like I've got gold mines digging in my own backyard. You may shoot me with your words. You may cut me with your eyes. You may kill me with your hatefulness, but still like air, I rise. Does my sexiness upset you? Does it come as a surprise that I dance like I've got diamonds at the meeting of my thighs? Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise, Up from a past that's rooted in pain, I rise. I'm a black ocean, leaping and wide. Welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak that's wondrously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I am the dream and the hope of the slave. I rise, I rise, I rise.
Thank you, Sister Irving, by way of Maya Angelou. From the reading of Zephaniah, from the recordings of the book of Revelation, I want you to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, again, we rise. Amen. As the Lord was preparing this for me, I didn't understand what he was doing. But in reading, even more so, in Zephaniah, he was telling us what was to come ahead. He was saying, yes, I know it's hard, and I know it's been rough, but if you will trust me just a little bit longer, there will come a day that I will write your name so high that everyone will recognize that you trusted me when you were not sure. From Zephaniah, he said, if you just hold on a little while longer, hold on, and I will make everyone who looked away from you look to you to understand how to get to me. If you wait a little while longer, the Lord is saying, in that day, somebody say in that day, I will make them recognize that in the middle of everybody else's God, you knew who your God was, who your God is, and you who your God will forever be. And that's how St. John on July the 8th, 2007, we again rise, not in our name, but in the name of our God. We look at Zephaniah, and he said, in that day, I will shut them up. In that day. And then we go to the book of Revelation, and it's talking about those who trusted in God, they were beheaded. Let me tell you today, child of God, the Lord is not crazy. He knows on this side of the Jordan, sometimes the road gets rough. On this side of the Jordan, people stab you in the back and they don't even know your name. On this side of the Jordan, there is hard trials and tribulation. But the Lord said, if you just breathe, if you just breathe. When I was preparing for this, I could hear Tony Braxton say, I need to breathe. Just let me breathe. How many of y'all know that song? Because children of God, let me tell you, Satan has got us so busy, we don't even take the time out to breathe. We are so busy trying to make it. We have not stopped to thank God for what he's already done. We are so busy trying to get ahead. We have no idea how behind in the praises of God we really are. We are trying to get to my dog eat dog. This is not the kind of people we are. God said, if you just hold on, I'll show you who you are. If you just give me a little more time, I will raise you up. The Lord said, just breathe. Just breathe. And doesn't want us to breathe. He wants us to keep bumping into each other, keep running to and fro, so all of us will be crazy. But I came to tell you before the Lord this morning, the Lord says, I just need you to breathe. What happens when we breathe? My Lord, when we breathe, we will realize that what we have today did not come by blood, sweat, and tears, but it came by the magnificence of our God. If we would just stop and breathe, we would see that the hell that we're trying not to go to, He has already saved us from. If we would just breathe. He said, while you're running, while you're running to and fro, He's already opened more doors than we are ready to go through. But we have to stop and just breathe. Let me tell you, burnout is not a disease of being a Christian. When we get burned out, it's because we're trying to do something God never told us to do. Burnout Christian. That's a lie before Satan. Let me tell you, the Lord will want us to just breathe. I want somebody to remember. Do you remember when we used to sit down at a table and have family dinner? Do you remember when we would sit down at a table and just sit and talk to each other? That was when we really knew who God was. Nobody was in a hurry, and we were allowed to breathe. How many of you remember when you only had one television in the house? And everybody had to agree. To our room, we still don't get a chance to breathe. In Zephaniah, the Lord said, I need you to hold on. But when we look in Revelation, the Lord said, this is the reward for holding on. This is what you will receive if you hold on. So look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, just breathe. When we look here, the Lord is letting us know. It may look like that nobody knows what we're doing. It may look like nobody understands that we're trying to hold on to the Word of God. It may look like nothing is going on in this atmosphere. But He said, I know what you're doing. I know what you believe in. I know what you're praying about. All He needs you to do is to be found faithful. That's all. He said, don't look at your neighbor, but look in the mirror. On this side, don't you know God understands when you get downtrodden? But just like the poem, when you breathe in, the Lord says, give it to me. When you inhale, you give your problems to the Lord. And when you exhale, God says, I got it. Let's just breathe today. Breathe in. Give it over to Him. Exhale. He says, I got it. Come on, do that one more time. Breathe in. Give it over to Him. Exhale. He says, I got it. When you can breathe, you can rise. When you can breathe, you can rise. How do we rise? By giving it over to the Lord and let Him handle it for us. In the scripture, it says like this. In Ephesians 6:10, it says, brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. On this side of the Jordan, we are supposed to look like we got it all together. On this side of the Jordan, we're supposed to go through with a smile on our face. But let me give you a revelation. That is not always easy. There's nobody in here who ain't never been talked about. There's nobody in here whose heart has never been broken. There's nobody in here who has had sunshine every day of their life. But I will tell you, from what I know, if you hold out through the storms and rain, sunshine is about to come. If you stand for God when you don't know your left hand from your right hand, deliverance is about to come. And if you stand for God when nobody stands, stand with you. He will stand for you. But you got to learn how to breathe. You got to learn. And then when you breathe, you pay attention. How many of us really took the time to look at all of the blessings we received since the last time we met? How many of you have stopped to even see the door that God has opened? How many of us have been so busy going to and fro, we haven't realized that He's already picked us up from where we used to be and put us someplace else where we never thought we would be? Do you understand? Do you understand? St. John, we have already risen in the household of faith. And I don't know, but from where I sit, I just need about 5 people that don't mind showing everybody else how it is to praise God. Can I get 5 people? I just need 5 people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be seated. I don't know, but you know that we come to church so down-pressed. As I was getting dressed, I put a run in my pantyhose this morning. I had a choice. I could either change clothes or change pantyhose. I'm like, Lord, I ain't got that kind of time. So I just want to, can I have 5 people who got a reason to thank God for what He already brought us through? I just need 5 people. Just 5 people. Because let me tell you, children of God, when you understand who God is, you are already risen. When you understand what He brought you through, you have already risen. And then when you know that you know in your knower that God is God all by Himself, you have already risen. When we look at Zephaniah, Zephaniah is telling us, if you just hold on a little while longer, God will bring you up. If you believe just a little while longer, He will raise you up. I don't know who I'm preaching to this morning, but no matter where you sit right now, if you can call His name one more time, He'll say, I'm coming. If you just call His name one more time. Somebody came today needing God to open the door for you. He said, how can I open the door when you won't even recognize me? We're looking for God to pay our bills when we won't pay our tithes. We're looking to God to open windows for us when we won't even open and break out of praise for God. How you want to get up? How you want God to raise you up when you won't even get up for Him? Look at your neighbor and say, yet we rise. The enemies of society want us to believe that all we're doing is going through the motion. But I came to tell you, that's a lie from the pit of hell. You don't get blessed like this going through the motion. You don't get sacked by hell going through the motion. But you have to fight the good fight of faith. You have to believe when it don't look like nothing is happening. You have to believe when you don't even believe yourself. And you have to rise above the muck and the mire and say, God, if you hear me, move this mountain. Glory to God. Zephaniah says, in that day, somebody say, in that day. Behold, at that time, I will undo all that afflict thee. See, if ain't nobody ever bothered you, this scripture wouldn't mess with you. But if you've been talked about, if you've been lied on, if you've been misunderstood, if you've been doing good and everybody kept doing wrong to you, if your enemies look like they over your head, God says, wait a minute, I'm going to turn the table. we got it all like that, don't we? We ain't worried about nothing. But I came to tell you, when the enemy is over your head, you better look up so God can pick you up. When it looks like you keep bringing in the rear, you better look up so God can pick you up. When it seems like that burden on your back is too hard to handle, you better say, help me, Lord Jesus, so he can pick you up. Tell your neighbor you can rise again. This morning, the Old Testament and the New Testament is coming together. Because God is saying, I want to bring you from where you used to be to where I want you to be. I'm bringing you out of the muck and the mire to high places in him. He says, I'm bringing you from tragedy to triumph, from being a victim to victory. He said, I'm bringing you out. But don't fight me on this. Look at your neighbor and say, we're going to rise, y'all. Lord said, don't fight me. When the Lord is ready to raise you, he has to cut some things off of you. When the Lord get ready to move you, he got to pull things off of you. But as he pulled them off, you learn how to get up. Some of us, God has to tear off our attitude, because we got attitude problems. For some of us, God has to clean up our mouth, because we got cesspool for words. For some of us, God has to clean our eyes, because we got envy and jealousy. And then for some of us, God has to do a heart transplant, because we are nasty from the word go. But I guarantee you, if you allow God to put you on the operating table, he ain't never lost the patience. And when he puts you on the operating table, he will pick you up and you will rise in the blood of the Lord. You will get up and you will love the Lord. Philippians 4 and 6 says it like this. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. Hallelujah. The Lord wants to pick us up, but he's going to pick us up in his time. He's going to pick us up when we realize what he's already brought us through. I'm going to let that sink in for a minute. See, some of us, thank you, Lord, had an opportunity to go to the bridal shower. Our sister Roz, one of the questions was, what was the bride wearing? And I know I had looked at her, but I hadn't paid any attention. I had looked at her, but I didn't really see nothing. So when it came down to fill out the paper, I had to go back in my mind to see what was she really wearing. Child of God, some of us do God the same way. We're so busy trying to get to the next step that we have not thanked him for what he already brought us through. We're so busy trying to get to the next answer, we haven't paid attention to the first prayer. We're trying to get to the dress and the suit and the car when we haven't even thanked him for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. We're trying to get to the next job while we're complaining about this job. And we want God to raise us up. We're on our way to divorce and ain't even looked at our spouse. And we want God to raise us up. We are so busy praising somebody else's kids, we haven't seen the goodness of God in our own kids, and we want God to raise us up. Are you out of your mind? God says, pay attention to what I've already done. Have you taken time to thank God? You know you can put one foot before the other. Have you even taken time to thank God you've got eyes to see and ears to hear? Have you thanked God that you are not on a respirator, but you can breathe in and breathe out? Have you taken the time to say, Lord, I thank you? Some of us been in the church so long, we forgot to thank God that we still could have been out in the streets, dipping and dabbing in each other's blood. Don't you know that anytime you can walk through those doors, you want to say, thank you, Jesus? That's how you rise. That's how we rise. Point number one, learn how to thank God for where you are right now. Learn how to thank God for where you are right now. And I don't know, but by a show of hands, how many of you are in a better place today than you were 5 years from here? How many of you can count at least 5 blessings you received since last Sunday? You have to pay attention. Pay attention and learn how to thank God. We are so complaining. We're so busy fussing. We don't even stop to thank God. I heard my man say, some of us get up in the morning and say, good Lord, it's morning. And the rest of us say, good Lord, it's morning. Because we don't realize we could have been anywhere except in the grace of God. Point number two, learn how to give your hard trials and tribulations over to the Lord. God ain't gonna pick you up when you got everybody else's problem on your back. You gotta learn how to let every soul work out their own soul salvation. You can't pick up everybody else's fight. If you fight for everybody else, who gonna fight for you? We bring everybody else, and everybody bring their mess and dump it in your house. You ain't nobody, God. You better learn how to go to God for yourself. God will pick you up, and then he'll pick your neighbor up. You better teach them how to pray. You teach them how to call on God. That's how you get up. God ain't gonna get you up in my mess. If it's my mess, he's going to get me up in my mess. You better tell him, call on the Lord. He'll give you an answer. And last but not least, prepare to rise up. Children of God, how do we prepare? By looking at all of the things the Lord has already done. Looking at all the things he has already done. I say, how you count your blessings? You count them one by one. You count your blessings one by one. What can you thank him for? Somebody got up this morning and thank God for the sunshine. Somebody got up this morning and thank God for health and strength. Somebody got up this morning and thank God for the food they had on that table. I don't know about you, but I got up and just thank God that he got me up. Everything else was a free benefit. Children of God, we get so caught up, but I want you to know that nothing we have today would have been received if it had not been for Jesus. We would not have a right to the tree of life if he had not come. So children of God, as Sister Irvin read the poem, and still I rise. I came to tell you, it's time, St. John, you need to learn how to get up. Instead of talking about what you don't have, you better turn around and thank God for what he's already done. Instead of talking about where you're trying to go, you need to thank God for where we could have been. Instead of trying to moan and complain about what you ain't got, you better take time and say, God, I got more than enough. That's how you get up. It want you to breathe in. Now exhale. God says, all I want you to do is recognize who I am. All he wants us to do is look around to see how blessed we are. Just look around. It's not how much money you got in the bank, but thank God you got some in there. It's not about what kind of car you drive, but thank God you got one. It's not about whose name is in the back of your clothes, but thank God you got some. It's not about who loves you, but it's about who you love in the name of Jesus. And then last but not least, it's not about who you are, but it's whose you are. I may not be much by myself, but I am the blessed, anointed woman of God. I don't have everything somebody else got, but if it had not been for God, I wouldn't have what I have right now. I don't know about you, but I thank God for life and life more abundantly. That's how we get up today. The poem said, still I rise. The Lord put on my heart today, we need to learn how to get up, St. John. We need to learn how to come out of our comfort zone. Let everybody and all to know we ain't shucking and jiving, but we love the Lord with all our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind. Have to listen to the choir today. I don't know about you, but the Lord is my life, and he is my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Can't nobody shut me up, because I know in whom my Redeemer is. Then he said, I'm glad to be in the service. Could have been in jail. Could have been in the hospital. I'm so glad to be in St. John this morning. I'm just glad to be in the service one more time. And then I know what Deacon Ingram said. I don't trust in U.S. Bank. I don't trust in Regions Bank. But I trust in the Lord. Trust in mama no more. I trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. And last but not least, when trouble gets in my way, I call on the Lord. Can't call Sister Susie. She got to worry about Deacon Ingram. Can't call Mother Woods. She worried about Deacon Woods. Can't call Brother Young. He's looking out for Sister Young. But I know how to call on the Lord and get an answer. So I call him in the morning, and I call him in the afternoon, and I call him at midnight. I call him, I call him, I call him. And every time I call, he raised me up. But God specializes in raising. Because when his son went to the cross, he raised him up. When he hung on the cross from the sixth to the ninth hour, man laid him down. But he didn't stay laid down. He laid down that Friday. He laid down that Saturday. But Sunday morning, the Lord reached down and raised him up. And he's been raising up the children of God ever since. So I came to tell you, hard times is nothing for God. But he'll raise you up. Trials and tribulations is nothing for God. He will raise you up. Not knowing which way to turn is nothing for God. He will raise you up. And if you would just breathe. Just breathe. Just breathe. When you inhale, you give it to the Lord. And when you exhale, God says, I got. When you inhale, you give him your problems. You give him your trials. You give him your tribulation. And when you exhale, he said he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek it. So child of God, just came to tell you today, God will raise you up. If you give it over to him, if you pay attention to what he's already done, if you can trust him with your mind, your body, and your soul, and then if you will just be glad of what he's already done. The scripture said today is the day. God wants to raise you up today, but can you trust him today? He wants to open doors for you today, but can you trust him today? He wants to give you a better life today, but will you trust him today? And as I go to my seat, those of you who came for a release today, and now you know how to rise up in the Lord, will you stand and give him the highest praise? Just give him praise. Just give him glory. This is all about God. This is about God. This is about God. And you need to know. You need to know how to give him glory. You may be seated. And just remember, the poem says, and still I rise. The first thing to getting up in the Lord is just to breathe. Just breathe. See from whence he's already brought you. Just breathe. See the prayers he's already answered. Just breathe. See the thing that he's already set in motion. Just breathe. Turn to God, it's not hard. God said, just breathe. Just breathe. And receive all of the advancement that he has for you. Can you breathe today? Can you take time and look to see? As I was going through this message, the Lord let me know with all the children that be missing sometimes, parents are so busy, they don't even know what their children had on. So they can't help the police. But how many of us don't even look at each other? How many of us just run by? Because we don't pay attention. But we want God to raise us up, so we have to do better. We have to learn how to breathe. The doors of the church are open. You may come by letter, Christian experience, candidate for baptism. This is a time to pay attention to your sister and brother. God's raising us up. You need to see who's standing beside you. You need to see who's standing behind you. We need each other for real, y'all. We need each other for real. Let us pay attention and let us stand together. Let us stand together. As God raises up one, he will raise up all of us. Let us stand.
Because of who you are, I give you glory.
All he wants.
Because of who you are, I give you praise.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Because of who you are.
Just because.
I can lift my voice and say.
Just because.
Oh, I worship you.
How many of you can
because
worship
you?
Because
of who you are.
Just because he's God. Can you worship him?
Because of who you are,
just because.
I give you praise.
Think of what he's already done.
Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, oh, I worship you. Because of who you are, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Jehovah. song, y'all. Jehovah.
Because of who he is. again just to say thank you. And Father, I want to take the time to thank you for your message, dear Heavenly Hello. Father. Father, she delivered your message, and she makes it so plain, Heavenly Father. All we got to do is just open up our hearts and our minds and receive it. Father, I know that you are able to raise up a bow down here. Father, I know for myself. I ain't talking about what somebody told me. But I know that you are able. In the midnight hours, Father, you're right there. All we got to do is just call on you. Father, I want to ask you to bless this congregation that's assembled here, Heavenly Father. Some have one problem, Jesus. And some have another.
Raise us up,
but I know that you are able.
Raise us up today, Lord.
Father, we stretch our hands
let
to
us
thee.
Free, Lord. Let us free today.
You are able. Father, you may not come when we want you, but I can guarantee you'll be on time.
Always on time, Lord, always.
And we just want to say thank you.
Thank the Lord.
Father, bless those that are sick in their affliction, Heavenly Father. There's somebody here today under the sound of my voice, they're not in good health. But I know that you are able to restore good health. Father, we need you and we can't get along without you. Father, I want to ask you to bless every church, Joe, that's open in your name.
Oh, bless today, Lord, bless today.
Bless those that are in prison, Father, because I know that you are able to change their hearts and minds. And we just lean and depending on you. And Father, as we prepare to go down from this place, go with us and stand by. Go with us to our various homes. And wherever we are going, as we travel, we need you, Heavenly Father. And we can't get along without you. Just continue to hold us in the hollow of your hand, Heavenly Father. Father, just keep us in your care. And if you kept us, Heavenly Father, I know that we will be kept. These best daughters like the daughter of Son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Give your neighbor a hug and tell him to breathe. Just tell him to breathe. Just breathe. Just breathe.
Because of you, what you gonna do? Is it because of what he's done for you? Is it because of the things he's done? Because of your saving song, worship you. Because of who you are.
Amen. Let everyone say thank you, Lord. Deacon Woods, love you. As even as we listen to this song, that's how we get raised up. If we don't get the call, we still worship. If we don't get the job, we still love him. We didn't move in, we still love him. We worship him. Wednesday night. On Friday morning, please be here. Now let me tell you, Brother Craig, you're just as black as me today. Let me tell you, we are not going on CP time. So don't try to get here at 6:55. What time you supposed to be here? That's AM, not PM. All hearts and mind clear? Don't be calling me. I'm on my way. You're lying to me. Now, as far as tithes, we will not pay our tithes to Chicago.
Well.
Yes, hello?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
If you think you're going to get to Chicago and spin them,
leave them here.
Bring them Friday morning. We'll lock them up. All right? Y'all all right? But let's just go and be prayerful. Let's go and be prayerful. All right? I need to see the deacons quickly over there before we leave. If you're going to Great American, please see Sister Christy. Anything else? Oh, ushers are going where? Ushers are going to Trinity this evening at 4 o'clock. Amen. So you don't have to start packing today. How many of you are excited? Have y'all seen the bathrooms? you know what? Our musician, he has the strings in my heart. I was trying to say, man, I should have told him to play that song. I didn't even know he knew it. Please give him a hand. I tell you, he pulled on my heartstring this morning. Boy, I tell you, his mama was with me in Sunday school. He turned around and got me this afternoon. I know God is in this house, baby. I'm covered. I don't know what y'all covered with. He got me covered. Hallelujah. Praise God from whom our blessings flow.